Andropov arrived in the Kremlin at 12:45 for the 1 p.m. meeting. He made his way inside the yellow cream-colored building. Instead of taking the stone steps, Andropov turned right to go to the elevator for the ride to the second floor, followed by his aide, Colonel Rozdestvinsky. Andropov took his seat next to Defense Minister Ustinov. Both sat near the head of the table.
Yuri, the minister said in greeting. Good day, Dmitri.
Andropov had already reached his accommodation with the Marshal of the Soviet Union. He'd never obstructed his request for funding for the bloated and misdirected Soviet military, which was blundering around Afghanistan like a beached whale. Leonid Ilyich Brezhnev came in last of all, walking like the aged peasant he was. He was approaching 80 years, a number he might meet but would not surpass by the look of him.
Good afternoon, comrades, the general secretary said, as pleasantly as his grumbly voice allowed.
Leonid Ilyich had been pre-briefed, and the general secretary turned his face to the KGB chairman.
Yuri Andreevich, you have something to discuss with us?
Thank you, comrade general secretary.
Comrades, he began, something has come up which commands our attention.
He waved to Colonel Rozdestvinsky, who quickly circulated around the table, handing out copies of the Warsaw letter.
What you see is a letter dispatched to Warsaw last week by the Pope of Rome.
I've already seen this letter, Alexandrov said from his distant candidate seat.
In deference to the seniority of the terminally ill Mikhail Suslov, the latter's seat at Brezhnev's left hand, next to Andropov, was empty.
This is outrageous, Marshal Ustinov said. Who does this priest think he is?
Well, he is Polish, Andropov reminded his colleagues, and he feels he has a certain duty to provide his former countrymen with political protection.
Protection from what? The Minister of the Interior demanded. The threat to Poland comes from their own counter-revolutionaries.